Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, Tuesday afternoon. Yeah, still waiting for that cooler weather to get here. You know, I really hope the weekend turns out to be okay. I mean, I'm hearing conversations about a little rain this weekend, and I think the Fried Chicken Festival is this weekend, and Greta Fest is this weekend. I mean, not that we haven't dealt with a little rain and Greta Fest before, and it's all worked out okay, but I hope that turns out to be a really nice weekend. So, look, this is going to be an interesting conversation. First of all, I'm going to ask you a question. If you're a guy, do you consider yourself to be a gentleman? You know, I mean, in a way, it sounds so, I don't know, so soft. Oh, I'm a gentleman. Because, you know, we know that women like the bad boys. I mean, women like bad boys. They like bad bunny. They like bad boys. And so, you know, if you're too nice of a guy, you know, I don't think women are always attracted to you. But yet, you know, there are a lot of women who are. And I think it's good to be a gentleman. And I think you can be a gentleman, but you can also be, you know, the bad boy when you need to be the bad boy. Are there any gentlemen left, even here in the South, you know, where there's a lot of Southern hospitality and Southern charm and the Southern gentlemen, and, you know, they open the doors and they're just so nice and kind. What does it mean to be a gentleman? For example, do you open doors for women? Now, what about when you get married and you've been married for a while? Do you still open doors for your wife? And if you're a woman, especially if you're part of a younger generation, say millennial, X, Zoomer, in these days of equality, do you like it when men are gentlemen? Do you like men to open the door for you? Or do you feel like, no, wait a minute, we're equal, I can open my own door? How do you feel about that? So let's have this conversation with Janae Daigle. Is that correct?
Yes.
Janae,
yes.
Daigle.
Hi.
And she's the publisher of Inside New Orleans Magazine. And they're doing a feature on what it means to be a gentleman. Also, one of the men that they selected who is a gentleman is the owner of Southern Oaks, Bobby Acero, who is also joining us in the studio. Bobby, good afternoon.
Hello. Thank you.
Now, so you are a gentleman. It was very nice of you to say that. I saw that when we got out of the elevator just a moment ago, you led Janae out of the elevator first. That's the gentleman
that is
thing
correct.
To do. Yeah. So how did you think about this this idea to decide to do something on Southern gentlemen and gentlemen in general?
I'm going to read you our intro for Inside New Orleans Southern Gents.
Okay.
So we can explain a little bit more about the meaning behind it.
Okay.
How do you define a Southern gentleman? In New Orleans, his charm is born from tradition and action. He is a motivated entrepreneur who honors hospitality, treating everyone like a CEO, integrity, keeping his word even when no one is watching, and kindness, understanding others before passing judgment. We are proud to present our 2025 Southern Gentlemen. So they basically they're exemplars of the very best of entrepreneurial spirit and Southern values in New Orleans.
So there really is something to the concept of Southern Gentlemen.
Yes, absolutely.
And you picked how many Southern Gentlemen?
So we have a list, and it...
And the list includes Bobby
18,
Acero.
Yes.
18. So you've got 18... men who
correct.
Exemplify being a Southern gentleman.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and Bobby's one of them.
Yes.
In your opinion, what is the first requirement that it takes to be a gentleman?
Oh, that's a good question. So I was raised a lot by my grandparents, and my grandfather comes from a generation where you respect your elders. My grandfather was a New Orleanian, Cusimano, and he was Italian. And just being around him, I think that I just really learned that it was very, very important to use your manners, say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir. And I think that it's really important that that tradition sticks and it continues. And now that I have a teenage daughter, that's something that I, of course, look for when she's going out with, you know, a teenage boy and he's coming to the house. And I want to hear him say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, please, thank you.
To me, absolutely. So when you talk to your daughter about this, does she care about these things? Are they important to her?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. She really wants a boy to open the car door for her.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think that's because I instilled those values in her.
Yeah.
And because my parents and grandparents instilled that in me and my siblings. And I think that that is something that, you know, we, our expectations have evolved. Now, I think it's a little different now with like social media and texting and things like that. But there's definitely still that level of, you know, expecting, you know, when you're a teenage girl, expecting a teenage boy to act appropriately or to say appropriate things and just treat her like a princess almost. And in my opinion, most Southern gentlemen, that's what they do. They want to teach, you know, I mean, they want to not teach, I'm sorry. They want to treat their girlfriend or wife or fiance like a princess. So in order to do that, you have to be a Southern gentleman. And I think that the most important thing is I know you said earlier about the bad boys, but in my opinion, like, the good guys always win, because at the end of the day, like, they, you know, a bad boy is not going to be who's the best for you.
See, there were times that I really feel like I lost because I was the good guy, because I was the nice guy. And by the way, we're going to get back to talking about the National Guard in New Orleans, but I really, since I had this opportunity to have these people in the studio, I wanted to talk about this art of being a gentleman, because it interests me. Not only for my generation, the boomer generation, but it interests me to know whether or not this is important to younger generations. So in particular, if you're a woman, if you're a female from, say, Gen X, millennial, Zoomer, or even baby boomer, I want to know, in these days of equality, is it still important for men to be a gentleman and to open doors for you and to just do certain things that gentlemen do? Is this important to you? And if you want to call, that's great. Or if you want to text us, just let us know that you're a woman. Just at the end of your text, just put woman, and we'll know that it's from a woman. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. 1-870. We're talking to Janae Daigle, and she is the publisher of Inside New Orleans Magazine. They're doing a feature on Southern Gentlemen, and one of the gentlemen that they selected is Southern Oaks owner Bobby Acero. We'll talk to Bobby in just a moment. But I want to talk to you, Janae, again about the art of being the bad boy. Mm-hmm. Now, there's no doubt that a lot of women like the bad boy, and if you're the good guy when you're supposed to be the bad boy, you seem like a sissy. But you can't be the bad boy at the wrong time either.
You know, I think a lot of it just has to do like your upbringing and, you know, the people that you chose to be around. And it's the same thing as being in business. Like, I choose to be around good people who are kind and giving, and someone like Bobby, who is a wonderful client, friend, partner, you know, everything. So I think it's really, really important for me as a business owner to not only partner with good people, but to also think of, you know, Southern gentleman as someone that I want around me and want around my child or my friends or my family. You know, I think there's a stigma behind the good boys. And I think there are some people who do like the bad boys, right? And that's okay. Nothing's wrong with that.
When I say bad boy, I don't even know exactly what that definition is. I mean, I'm not talking about a guy who's got a gun, a guy who's in a gang. I'm not talking about a guy who, you know, hey, wait in the car a minute. I'm going to go knock off this liquor store. You know, I'm not talking about that kind of a bad boy.
No, but maybe has a little bit of a different type of stronger personality that maybe doesn't look at you know, the girl as like holding a door open, or maybe not having.
Yeah, get it yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, or some guys, maybe they have that stigma of being a bad guy, but maybe behind closed doors, they're really not. Yeah. You know.
All right, so Bobby, let me ask you, what makes you a gentleman?
Yes, sir. First of all, this got embedded in me from so long ago, from my mother, Rhodius Arrow, when we would visit aunts, uncles, grandparents. She would be like, you stand up and greet your aunts, your uncles, your grandmother, you kiss them, you shake hands with them. So since I'm a little child, this has been embedded in me. Then to further advance this, you know, I went to Holy Rosary right there on Esplanade, and we had the nuns.
And they made you be a gentleman.
Oh, you better be. I still have bones that hurt. But they instilled it in us as well, at acting accordingly, standing up when your elders walked in, you know, the room.
You just made me think of something that I do, and I got to tell you, I feel like too much of a gentleman when I do this. If I'm out to dinner, I mean, if it's just a casual place, no. I mean, if it's like a place where there's like peanut shells on the floor, or, you know, if people are drinking and watching sports, it's not that. But if I'm at a restaurant and the person I'm with gets up and goes to the bathroom, I will stand up. And when I see her come back, I will stand up at
love
the table.
That.
I feel so geeky doing that.
No.
But I do it.
Absolutely not. That is the proper way. Hold out the chair.
But nobody else is doing it. In the whole restaurant, nobody's doing it. I feel like a weirdo.
Let them be the weirdos.
Okay.
Agree.
Because I promise you, the quality women and men in that room will notice. And I just think it's that important. I occasionally, a lot, I'll be at dinner and I'll see when they go to seat a couple, and the guy's walking in front of the lady. And I'm like, what is wrong with this guy? Is he crazy? I mean, you don't walk in front of the woman.
Well, sometimes in situations, you know where you're going, and the woman doesn't know. And so she wants you to lead. But but I understand what you're saying.
That's true,
and,
too.
And in general, you let the woman walk ahead of you. But if it's a situation where you know where you're going and they don't,
grab her by the hand.
Well, yeah, you can hold her hand. She's behind you. So opening car doors, opening doors. Now, what about in these days of equality when everybody's supposed to be equal? Is this still an acceptable art to be a gentleman?
I mean, yes. I think that our generation, right, of women kind of for a while got away from that and not really realizing that it is something that is important. But I think now that women are starting to want to be treated better, not as an equal. I mean, I think being an equal is great. I'm not like putting that down. I'm just saying that I've been married almost 20 years and I still want my husband to open the door for me.
Well, that's the other, and Janae, pull your microphone a little closer to you. And also that's the other thing is like when men get married, do they stop worrying about being a gentleman? I got her hooked. I don't have to do this anymore. I did this to get her attention.
No,
well, you gotta keep her.
Well, I agree.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I still make my husband take out the trash. I'm like, that is what the man does. Like the woman doesn't take the trash out.
This is really just setting women's live back like 20 years.
You know, Scoot, it goes back even, you know, for centuries. This is embedded in the woman, I think, and in the men. Take care of them, treat them like they're special, and I just think this never goes away.
Yeah. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And if you're a woman, in fact, if you're a man or a woman, so just so we know the sex of the person who's texting, just put M or W at the end of your text so we know it's from a man or a woman. Do you really think you're a gentleman? And what is it that you do? Do you do something special that you think other men don't do, that you'd like to pass on in terms of what it is that makes you a gentleman? And if you're a woman, especially from a younger generation, do you still like men to be a gentleman, or is that passé? Do you like the bad boy, the guy that's a rebel, more independent, or do you still like a gentleman? Again, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's all about being kind, but is kind cool? Can you be cool and be kind? Yeah, I think so. In fact, you know, if you're kind of a rebel, but you're also like a gentleman, you know, you're bringing a new image to you know, being kind of a, you know, kind of a bad boy gentleman. I'm Scoot. We're going to be right back on WWE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, all right. Are you a gentleman? Is that cool, or do sometimes you feel, I don't know, a little embarrassed to be so nice? Because, you know, we grow up with this idea that nice guys finish last, but do they? You know, I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm too nice, but I can't help it. It's just, it's the way I am. And I feel like I am very much a gentleman. We're talking about what it takes to be a gentleman. Inside New Orleans Magazine is doing a story on Southern gentlemen, and Joanne Daigle is the publisher of Inside Magazine, Inside New Orleans Magazine. And one of the gentlemen that she selected is Southern Oaks owner Bobby Asaro. He's also in the studio with us. We also have some text to get to, but first, let's go to LaRanger and Jack. You're on WWL. Good afternoon, Jack.
Hello.
Hey, Jack.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Hey, Bobby, how you doing? You remember me?
Sure.
Can I carry on?
Yes, sir.
Well, me, yeah, Darlene and I are married 55 years. And
well, I know you.
So, yeah.
Are you still a gentleman?
Of course. So, I mean, just the other night, we walked into a restaurant, and I held a buddy elbow till we got to the table.
Well, that's nice. Nice. Cool. And you open doors?
Know, sure. Of course.
Yeah. Well, you say
sometimes
of course, but
I have to walk ahead of them to get to the door.
Well, you know, I mean, you say of course, but you know, Jack, a lot of people, you know, they don't do that. Not every guy does that.
Right.
So it's nice that you do that.
I don't know of any other way to do it. I mean, it's just, you know,
And your wife appreciates it?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Your wife appreciates it?
I guess so. Yeah. She didn't say anything.
Well, you're still married, 55 years.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. But, Jack, I appreciate the call. It's nice to know that there are gentlemen out there. Ian, do we have some text messages to get to?
Here's a text from Bert. Bert says, I put the chair out for every woman all the time. If a woman drops something, I rush to pick it up. I rush because every woman doesn't know not to bend if there's a man standing there. And when going upstairs, she walks in front. When walking down the stairs, she walks behind me. Why? Because if she slips, either way, I can catch her.
Wow. So he walks, you let the woman go up the stairs first. Now, I wonder, and I think about this, if a woman goes up the stairs first, is she concerned that I'm looking at her behind? You're a woman, Joanne. You're a woman. If I say, "Well, go up ahead of me," you're a few stairs ahead of me. If I'm walking behind you, so I'm about eye level with the derriere.
I mean, it's definitely something that I do consider. If
you think
I have
about that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think like look to see who's behind me.
Because we think about it.
Depends on who it is.
Yeah. You know. But almost anybody. All right.
Here's a text that says, "I'm 79 years old, and I open the doors for my wife and other ladies. When we go in the car or truck, I open her door, and then I reach across her and buckle her seatbelt and give her a kiss."
Wow.
That's
she's going all the way.
That's really nice.
Do all of it. Karen is listening today, and she says it's all about kindness, no matter who you pass.
Yeah, okay, so here's something else that I do, and this is embedded in me, and I do it with everybody that I've ever been with or been married to. I mean, not that it's been that many people, but it's been a couple. But so when I'm walking down the street, I am always on the street side of the woman. And I heard, I don't know whether this is an urban myth or not, but I heard that the tradition was, especially here in New Orleans, because of the balconies, that a lot of people threw water off the balconies. And they dumped stuff off the balconies. And then if you're going to get, if somebody's going to get hit, it needed to be the man and not the woman. I don't know whether that's true or not, but isn't the man supposed to walk on the street side of the woman?
Yes, because that's an old school thing, and it's still alive. The tradition has it, the man walks on what they call the gutter side.
Yeah.
That is to prevent, in case a car splashes a puddle of water on, you get wet.
I've been hit.
Yes.
And or a car comes up on the curve.
If the car comes up on the curve, well, see you later, Scoot.
Yeah.
So you are protecting the woman by by being on the what they call the gutter side.
Well, I always do that.
Rob you.
Yeah. I always it's instinctive. And when we get to the corner and we're going the other way, I have to move around the side. I mean, I'm not comfortable with the woman walking on the outside of me when we're walking down the street.
You should have had him in this magazine.
I know, right? So next year.
What are some of the other men who are gentlemen in the New Orleans area, Southern gentlemen?
Yes, we have some very familiar names. Stephen Smith, who is the owner of Hot Works. Dr. Imran, who is the owner of Ron Jewelers.
Okay.
Roy Karuba owns Karuba Engineering. Al Copeland Jr., who owns Al Copeland Investments.
You know, Al Copeland, when I see Al, he's always nice. He's a gentleman to me, and he always appears to be a gentleman to his beautiful wife.
Always.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yep.
And then we did a photo shoot for our Southern gentleman, and it took place at a new gallery on Julia Street. It's called Orleans Gallery, and the owner is Cayman Clevenger.
Okay.
And we also have a couple of gentlemen from American Bank, Todd Rauch and Don Morrison, and Jim Shane. I don't know if you know Jim Shane. He's known as the selfie of Fidelity Bank. I know Bobby knows him.
Oh, yeah.
And then Chick-fil-A owner Josh Carter. He owns the local Chick-fil-A here in Metairie. And then we have Patrick Gross.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So those are all gentlemen. All right, let's go to Gregory in New Orleans. Gregory, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
Are you a gentleman?
Hello, Scoot.
Yeah, are you a gentleman?
Yeah, I think I am. I was raised pretty well here in New Orleans.
What do you do?
In downtown.
So what do you do that makes you a gentleman?
I always open doors. I go out of my way to open doors for the ladies. Okay. And if I'm going to a place, like if there are stairs, I always let the women go up first, and I do like to look at their booties. There's nothing wrong with that. Anyway.
I mean, the truth is coming out here.
No. It's always, you know, if you please. And I've been with the same woman for 3 years now, and I go out of my way to open the door. Thank God for modern cars. We have the, you know, keyless entry. You can go click, click, and you can run around and open the door for her. And I always make sure that when I'm at a restaurant and I'm coming in, I keep the door open for another lady that comes in.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And it's always, you know, how do you do?
Yeah,
how do you do? And
I know. I do that, too. So let's
weekend,
say.
We were at Boulogne Tavern on Magazine Street, and there was a bunch of people in town for some reason. Friday night was wonderful on Magazine Street. I don't know if you were down there. And we like to go to Boulogne Tavern, and there was a bunch of girls that had just come from the Sazerac, the storming the Sazerac party, and it was like seven. I just kept the door open for them. How do you do? How do you do?
All
I
seven?
I was talking about that earlier. Yeah, it was all seven ladies, I still had my date waiting, and she was the last one to come in.
Bet so, she know. Was thrilled.
She was kind of thrilled. No. It's so easy to be a gentleman. It's so easy to be nice, especially when it comes to the fairer sex. And I always call them the fairer sex because they're better than us.
Yeah. You know, Gregory, I'm glad you called. It's not that hard to be a gentleman. So I wonder why more people aren't gentlemen. Any thoughts on that?
I think I would have to say probably maybe the way that they were raised or the environment that they were around, that they weren't taught that. So I think being a gentleman is probably more of a taught.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
You know, it's not really something, it's probably not your genetics. It's probably something more that you were raised to act like that and behave like a Southern gentleman.
I don't think there are people online teaching each other how to be gentlemen.
No. I mean, you know, you'll see on social media, you know, if you watch TikTok and stuff, you'll see there's some people, you know, women and men who will talk about, you know, the importance of respecting the woman and, you know, treating her right and things like that. So I think that I really do, like I said earlier, I do believe that it's coming back again. I feel like women are now wanting to be respected more. And I think that they want the men to treat them, you know, right and open doors and do things that make us feel good. And, you know, what it's like to be a woman and why the men like Bobby and Scoot, who are doing all the right things to make us feel happy and feel good.
You know what, though, Scoot? It goes also showing respect, being a gentleman to another gentleman. Like, wherever I am, it's just embedded in me. If somebody comes up and they want to shake your hand, you deal with this all the time. I've been with you. It's just in me to stand up and show respect to another gentleman.
Yeah, I feel weird sitting there while somebody's standing up shaking my hand.
I agree.
I feel really weird. All right, let's go to Alex in Metairie. Alex, you're on WWL. Are you a gentleman, Alex?
Yes, I would believe so. I like to believe so. I mean, I'll say I'm you know, born and raised in New Orleans. I went to Jesuit High School. I'll say at Jesuit, one of our things that they taught us was to be a man for others.
Be a man for others.
That's awesome. Yes.
Man for others. It's part of, like, their motto at Jesuit. And so I think, you know, a lot of the Catholic boys that go to Catholic school throughout the city, they are instilled those gentlemanly characteristics. They're taught, you know, be a gentleman, be a man for others, always care about your perception towards other people. So I think that in way of being taught, I think it is something that is taught. My dad always taught me to be a gentleman.
Yeah, I've never heard that before, but I think that's a great way to look at it. Be a man for other people.
Mm-hmm. And on the fact of walking on the street side, I've always walked on the opposite side when walking downtown New Orleans, especially. Due to the riffraff that stays in the entryways to protect my date from being harassed,
or to protect her from the stench. You know, she's a little further away.
But especially walking in New Orleans, I've always walked on the threshold side as to protect her from the riffraff so she doesn't get harassed.
Well, if the situation calls for that, I think that's a good idea. Alex, I appreciate the call. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, I mean, are you a gentleman? And do you do something that you think other men don't do that makes you a Southern gentleman? And, you know, I mean, this is a very real thing. And, you know, if you're a woman, do you still like men to be gentlemen, or do nice guys finish last? The Oakland Heart Jewelers Talkin' Text Line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And Janae Daigle from Inside New Orleans Magazine and Bobby Acero will continue with us when we come back on WWL. Yeah, just be nice to people.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to tell you, I've been in this business so long. I remember playing this song when it was released as a hit single, you know, back in the 70s. It's Nick Lowe, Cruel to Be Kind. And I got to tell you, I didn't know what it meant back then. I don't even know what it means today. But it just somehow seemed to fit the conversation. We're talking about what it means to be a gentleman. And Janae Daigle is the publisher of Inside New Orleans Magazine. Bobby Acero, Southern Oaks owner, is a gentleman. And he's in the studio as well. So are you a gentleman? And what makes you a gentleman? Let's go to Rhino in Metairie. Rhino, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hello, Scoot. How you doing today?
I'm good. Are you a gentleman?
The name is Rynell.
Rynell. Okay, Rynell. Okay.
Like the train. Yes.
Oh, Lionel. Okay.
I think I'm a very nice gentleman.
What do you do?
I open the door. I all the time let the ladies sit first. And 99% of the time, when I'm in a store, if I see a lady, I tell them how pretty you are.
That's nice. 100%
of the time, they smile and say, thank you very much. So, yeah.
That's really nice. Sometimes I'm afraid to compliment women because I don't want them to think that I'm trying to pick up on them, even if I might be.
Well, my friend told me that. My friend said, oh, you might not want to do that. But I told him, I've been doing it almost all my life, probably.
So you just keep doing it. You know, you just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Lionel, I appreciate the call, and I'm proud to have you listening. No, sometimes I'm, you know, I really am, you know, and the prettier the woman is, the less likely I am to say something nice to her or to compliment her, because she gets hit on all the time, and I'm afraid she's going to think that I'm trying to hit on her.
But sometimes you never know what a woman's going through that day.
Yeah.
So that compliment can completely change her mood.
Yeah, I don't want her to think that I'm trying to hit on her.
I think there's an appropriate way to speak to a woman and compliment her without it not coming off too strong.
You know, I'm going to give this bit of advice. I never, when, like, let's say you meet somebody, and I see men do this all the time, I think it is the rudest thing. When a man looks you up and down. When a man looks, he looks you in the face, and then he starts looking down, and then he looks back up. I never do that. Even when I go to Hooters, I never looked below the neck. And I'll tell you, there were some women there that it's like they tried to get me to look below the neck. You know, they were like going out of their way to, I'm going to get this guy to look. But no, you know, I think eyeing a woman up and down is very rude.
I'll tell you something my husband says. When you're looking at a woman in a certain area,
Yeah. Don't
look longer than you'd look at the sun.
Yeah, because, I mean, it'll burn, some people it'll burn your retinas.
Scoot, let's be honest. Number one, everyone on this planet loves a compliment. So there's a way of doing it without, you know, oh, you're so pretty. But also, guys, no, you don't look, especially if you're with your wife. They're watching.
Yeah, they are. And so I don't, you know, I think it's rude to look there. But, you know, the argument is, if a woman is showing that, does she want you to look? I mean, if a woman is showing cleavage, does she want you to look?
I think that there is obviously a level of wanting to feel attractive and wanting to get some attention. So I think that sometimes if I'm in a mood to maybe want to have that, then I probably might dress a little bit more revealing.
Yeah, I see.
But if I'm, you know, doing something that's more work-related or more businessy, I'm obviously going to dress more conservative.
All right, let's go to Long Island. Frank, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Frank.
How you doing, Scoot?
Good. Are you a gentleman, Frank?
Forget about it. I'm Italian. You got to be a gentleman.
You got to be. Forget about it.
Pisano.
I got three things. One is when I was in junior high school, I would walk by a very busy street, my uncle's barbershop. One day I get a tap on the window with his scissors in his hand. I go, oh, I'm in trouble. So I go walking in there and he goes, didn't your father ever teach you? I said, what? He goes, you walk on the street side. I never wanted to see you doing that. I said, excuse me? He says, you want to be a gentleman?
Yeah.
He goes, yes, that's what you do. The only time I find myself not walking on the street side, believe it or not, is when I'm in New Orleans with my ex-wife at the time, but when my wife was with me, Canal Street, definitely, I would walk on the street side. As soon as we turn to the side street where there's no cars, like Bourbon Street, I always find myself walking on the other side. Because I'm protecting her from people walking out of the building.
That makes sense. I think there are exceptions to every rule, you know.
And I got a third one. Okay. My friends hate when I do it. When you go to a post office in a bank, I open the door and let all the women in. And they get in front of the line.
Well, no, you open the door and let them in, and then you just run fast and get ahead of them.
No, you know what they do, my friends do? They open the door behind them.
Oh.
They hold the door to get over there.
Tactical.
A lot of times I open the door and the woman says, go ahead of me. When they do that, I go, no, you go first.
God.
But if they don't say that, I give them a dirty look.
All right, Frank, I appreciate that. You know, I remember teaching my son, and I've mentioned this before, but when he was playing Grand Theft Auto, and, you know, you go with the hooker, and then you beat her up and steal the money back. I mean, I told my son, you know, you can't do that. You got to let her keep the money.
I never let my daughter watch that show. I never let her play that.
All right. So, where can people find this? Where can we find the article about Southern Gentlemen inside New Orleans Magazine?
So, inside New Orleans Magazine, you can find us digitally at insideneworleansmagazine.com. We also have our magazine at different locations, news locations. So that will come out later this week.
Okay.
And we'll have them at Darnax, Royal Blend, Perino's, Barnes & Noble's. Those are some locations that you can pick up the actual magazine. But you can always go to our website
as well. So there are people, obviously, who have not been taught to be gentlemen. And, you know, they might think about how far it would go if you did start opening doors, car doors and just doors when you're going in a place, open the door and let the woman go first. I mean, if you're a woman, that's got to make you feel special. And there's nothing wrong with feeling special.
Absolutely. Agreed.
And I think about men like Mick Jagger and Jon Bon Jovi. And these are two guys that might have this bad boy rock image. But I'm assuming that both of these guys are like really nice. I mean, Jon Bon Jovi is a gentleman. I mean, I met him at a gentleman's club in Denver. And he was so kind. You know, he didn't ask for any phone numbers. In fact, all the girls that were trying to get a lap dance, he didn't pay attention. He was just with his group and didn't even budge. And he's happily married. So I thought Jon Bon Jovi was very much a gentleman.
There you go. Still alive.
So it's cool to be kind. Cool to be a gentleman. Shani Daigle and Bobby Acero, thank you guys for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Raising awareness to being a Southern gentleman. And then I guess it really comes down to, you know, women. I mean, that's the way they like it. You know, they want you to open the doors for them. They want you to do nice things for them because, well, they like it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
They love it.
Thank you guys for being with us.
Thank you, Scoot.
All right. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back here on WWL. You know, Fox News is doing a story now on boys learn to be men at home. I mean, kind of like the conversation we were just having about being a gentleman. It's nice to know that it's cool to be kind because, yeah, I'm a gentleman, and sometimes I feel like, oh, I don't know, man. So you need to be a bad boy. Somebody told me good luck with that. All right, look, we're going to talk about the National Guard coming to New Orleans and what Brandon Ingram is saying about Pelicans fans. We'll talk about that when we come back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.